This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing more gun regulations for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Lucas Brady Woods reports they want to crack down on 3D printed firearms and tighten rules around gun transfers.
Also called extreme risk protection orders, red flag laws allow judges to temporarily remove someone's guns if they pose a threat. The bill would expand the list of who can petition for such an order. It would include institutions like schools or hospitals. The bill would also allow guns to be removed if a child poses a safety risk. Here's bill sponsor Senator Tom Sullivan.
Gun deaths are happening by suicides and domestic violence, which is a number one thing that we can do with an extreme risk protection order. Temporarily remove firearm from someone who's going to be a danger to themselves or other.
Another bill would require gun barrels to be sold by licensed firearm dealers in person to buyers who can legally purchase guns.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Union workers at one of the largest meatpacking plants in the U.S. voted to potentially strike. The plant is located in Greeley and owned by JBS. Union leaders say that the company has scaled back hours and increased the pace of production to dangerous levels. Union President Kim Cordova said a strike would be unprecedented.
If they want to come back to the table and they want to bargain, we're happy to do that. But if they do not, then the likelihood of a labor dispute will be imminent. It will happen.
The threat of a strike comes at a tough economic time for the meatpacking business, as costs for cattle are historically high. It's going to be another warm one today. Much of the Front Range back in the 60s, Grand Junction, upper 50s, Vail near 50 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.